The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
A very good morning with your OTB Brief for this Thursday. I'm Will O'Callaghan. Just 8 more points will secure Manchester City the Premier League title. Despite falling behind inside 20 seconds, goals from Phil Foden and Rodri saw them beat Aston Villa 2-1 last night. Both sides ended that game with 10 men, and City boss Pep Guardiola singled out Foden for praise after the match.
He's growing. This guy is growing. He's making steps every time, steps forward. So his influence in our game is massive right now. So scored a goal, provoked the two yellow cards, and then the final third always have the feeling he create, run a lot. He's so aggressive without the ball. He's becoming a serious player.
Tottenham warmed up for Sunday's Carabao Cup final against City with a win of their own. The interim reign of Ryan Mason began with a 2-1 victory at home to Southampton. He was pleased by the tempo and energy which was shown by his side.
So proud of the boys. So much energy, so much bravery, especially after the first 20-30 minutes as well. I thought they come out the blocks. They were very good in the first half. We found it difficult at times, but listen, the guys showed belief. They stuck to the plan, and full credit to the guys because the energy, the commitment, the bravery, and I'll be honest, I thought there was only one team that was going to win it. The disallowed goal was disappointing, but listen, that didn't affect the guys' mentality, and so proud of the boys.
Leicester can give themselves some more breathing room and keep the Barbarians at the gate in the top four tonight. Brendan Rodgers' side welcome a resurgent West Brom to the King Power, where kickoff is at 8 p.m. Wickham kept their slim hopes of Championship survival alive with a 2-1 win against Bristol City last night. Adiyakin Fenwa scored a stoppage-time penalty to move the bottom side to within 6 points of safety with just 3 games remaining. Rotherham failed to improve their chances of staying in the division as they were beaten 2-1 by Middlesbrough. Bournemouth are up to third place in the table this morning after they thrashed Millwall 4-1. Barnsley gave their playoff hopes a boost with a 1-0 win against their Yorkshire rivals Huddersfield. Coventry beat Stoke 3-2. Birmingham and Nottingham Forest finished 1-1, and Reading and Luton played out a goalless draw. The Scottish Premiership champions Rangers remain unbeaten in the league this season, but they could only draw at St Johnstone last night. An injury time penalty scored by Callum Davidson's team meant it finished 1-1. Lee Griffiths also scored in stoppage time for Celtic to salvage a 1-1 draw against Aberdeen. Hibs will be playing European football next season after their 2-1 win at home to Livingston guaranteed them a top four finish. Hamilton remain bottom of the table following their 1-0 defeat to Motherwell. Ross County lost 3-1 at home to St Mirren, and Kilmarnock eased to a 3-0 win against Dundee United. Republic of Ireland and Everton captain Seamus Coleman has praised the likes of Jordan Henderson, Marcus Rashford and James Milner for speaking out against the European Super League. Key players from the so-called Big Six posted their objections to the breakaway tournament on social media before all the English teams pulled out on Tuesday. Coleman says Everton's stance has been clear all along.
Our club made an unbelievable statement, which I was so proud to be part of, and so proud to play for this football club. When I read that statement, I really thought it summed up exactly what people were thinking and people were feeling.
The six clubs who were involved in the European Super League project could still face Premier League sanctions despite backing out. The English top flight will take its time to consider what, if any, action that they'll be taking. Meanwhile, it's understood that the Premier League chief executive Richard Masters has been contacting officials from the six teams who sit on the competition's committees to ask them to leave their posts. While the Irish government appears resigned to losing Euro 2020 matches, their Basque counterparts are fighting back. They say they will not respond to UEFA threats to take 4 matches away from Bilbao. A decision on Dublin, Bilbao and Munich is not due until Friday, but the Basque government say they've already been told they won't be hosting, and they say they're now seeking legal advice. Mayo are sweating over the fitness of their captain, Aidan O'Shea. He requires a scan, having sustained a knee injury during their first group training session last night. Mayo begin the defence of their Connacht football title in under 9 weeks' time against Sligo. Last year's beaten finalists Kerry have been grouped with Meath and Down in the group stage of this year's Joe McDonagh Cup. The other group will be Carlow, Westmeath and last year's Christie Ring champions Kildare. Wicklow, Roscommon and Derry are in one group of this year's Christie Ring, with Offaly and Sligo in the other. Mona McSherry says it's a dream come true to have booked her place at this summer's Olympics. The Tennessee-based Sligo swimmer was among a quartet to achieve qualifying times for Tokyo at this week's national team trials in Dublin. McSherry shaved more than half a second off her own Irish record in the 100 metres breaststroke, and speaking on last night's Off the Ball, she revealed that she's also hoping to qualify in the 200 metres.
I kind of moved away from the 200 over the last few 3 years and really focused in on the 100, and you know, that's great, and I've qualified in that now, so it takes a bit of the stress off. But you know, if I can qualify in another event, that'll be great. You know, two events at the Olympics would be just amazing.
Mark Williams set up a last 16 clash with a fellow former world champion last night at the Crucible. Williams wrapped up a 10-4 victory over Sam Craigie at the World Snooker Championship, and he'll now play four-time champion John Higgins in round two. Barry Hawkins beat Matthew Selt 10-3, and next up for him is a meeting with Kyron Wilson. Mark Allen will discover his second-round opponent this evening, with Mark Selby resuming 8-1 up against Kurt Mafflin, while Sean Murphy resumes 5-4 down to Mark Davis. Defending champion Ronnie O'Sullivan begins his second-round match against Anthony McGill this afternoon. Connacht head coach Andy Friend has described the signing of Irish qualified Mac Hansen as a real coup. The versatile back joins from the Brumbies and has signed a 2-year deal at the sports ground. Emma Slevin made history last night by becoming the first Irish woman to qualify for a senior all-around gymnastics final. The Galway gymnast posted a score of 50.432 and will return for tomorrow's final at the European Gymnastics Championships. Graham McDowell teams up with Matt Wallace for today's four-ball round at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. They'll play against the Norwegian tandem of Victor Hovland and Chris Ventura this afternoon at TPC Louisiana. Taking a knee is set to be outlawed at the Tokyo Olympics. It's after the IOC approved a recommendation from its own athletes' commission to curtail the right to protest at the Games. 2/3 of respondents to an athlete survey didn't feel such protests were appropriate at the Olympics. And there's an 8-race card at Kilbeggan this afternoon, with the first off at the Midlands track at 2:45. That's your OTB brief for this Thursday morning. OTB AM is live from 7:30 on the Off the Ball social channels, where Tom English will be talking Celtic and Louise Galvin previews Ireland's Six Nations clash with Italy. And John Duggan will be back tomorrow with your OTB brief.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.